Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are presented by Progressive Insurance here on ESPN Radio and ESPN 2, Sirius XM Channel 80, the ESPN app. Good morning, gentlemen.
What's happening?
What's popping?
Can be true at the same time.
What's popping? I had a tough day yesterday.
Is that why you're in the studio with Max instead of me? You felt like you needed to get back to Max? I drove you crazy?
No, I mean, you always drive me crazy. That's naturally what we do to each other. But I had a little exam by the doctors, a little booty doctor yesterday.
Oh, boy.
And never really been through that before. But, Key, let me tell you how they got me.
I don't want to know.
Wait, Key.
Jay's in love now. Go ahead.
No, I'm not.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, God.
The doctor was like, I'm going to need you to just say, we're going to put this little apron over here and just see you bend down on your knees and lean over. I'm like, what?
You got to do it, though.
Do you?
Yeah.
What? I felt compromised. I felt violated.
You're over 40. Gotta be done.
We're building.
I sent the picture to the group chat because I was like, I need y'all to share.
I have no
interest. Any pictures?
I have no interest.
I just need y'all to share my misery.
From that group or whatever you call it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the Lakers.
Hey, you've never been checked? You never been checked?
The Lakers won.
What's amazing is that guy wasn't even a doctor.
Jeez.
Okay. Fake office. Right,
man. Y'all do
Jay got an email. He believed
anyway,
it.
Anyway, so what happened
in
this situation? The Lakers won yesterday, 112-111, and LeBron James was amazing again, along with Anthony Davis.
Lakers, Key.
LeBron's going to have to start going for those exams. He's pushing 40.
Yes.
When you look at it in a pursuit to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record, here's what LeBron said.
And you're tossing to no sound.
Yeah, because I don't want to hear this sound.
Well, I'm just saying, I didn't want to hear the sound either.
I mean, we do have the sound if you guys want to play.
Well, Keaton, toss to the sound.
If it was a sound and you was listening to it.
LeBron is now 63 points shy of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. This is LeBron at the post-game presser talking about what the scoring record means to him.
I mean, I grew up being a historian of all sports and understanding, you know, that I don't have the number like, planted in my head the actual real number. I know it's 38 something, but I know it's been Kareem in my whole life. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, he got to put some pepper or rub some pepper oil on his outside of his hand or something, and then rub his eyes. Because he wanted to throughout the press conference. He was trying to squeeze a few out. And he really couldn't get them out the way he needed to, you know. But he'll be able to. Look, man, it's certainly as you get closer to certain milestones and records in your career, he's right about no matter what level you're on, when you know, and he knew obviously for a while that he would at some point in time, if he stayed healthy, get to Kareem's record. And he's, 68
points.
68
like
points away.
63.
Yeah. 63 points away. So essentially that could be two games, maybe stretch it to three. It depends on when he exactly wants to do it. If I was him, I probably wouldn't do it till I get back at home. So I would probably try to prolong it as long as I could.
Little 15 assist games.
No. Guys, you know LeBron's strategic. You know he's going to do it at home against Milwaukee on TNT. It's going to happen.
With a sky hook?
It's going to be a sky hook for sure. This is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. This is the team he played for. That's how you pay homage to the history of the game.
This is the insane thing about the Lakers.
He's going to do a key.
This is the insane thing about the Lakers. A dude in a Laker jersey, LeBron James, is about to pass another dude who wore that Laker jersey for a big part of his career, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, for the all-time scoring title, right? Neither one of those two are considered the top two Lakers of all time. Like, as Lakers. Magic and Kobe, right? That franchise is bananas. It's bananas.
Well, I mean, I guess for me, in being from L.A., born and raised, been there my whole life.
Me too.
Me too, Key.
It depends on who you ask, because I could ask my football coach and Daryl Holmes, and he'd laugh at y'all by saying that Kareem wouldn't be considered the top Laker.
Well,
he literally he played 100,000 years, Max.
Yeah.
It's a difference.
He won the majority.
Lakers. He won all of his championships. I understand he won the one with the Bucks.
Laker. Yeah,
but all of, you know, he won whatever, four or whatever
five.
With
he
the
won five won with the Lakers.
Five with the Lakers. I mean, like, come on.
That's not a debate to me. Have you guys finally embraced LeBron? Do you finally consider him to be a Laker?
You embrace him. There's no question. He is a Laker, and he won a championship, but the majority of his work, was done with Cleveland and Miami.
Yeah, so the standards for the Lakers.
You said what,
different.
Mac? I mean, Jay?
Yeah, I said, yeah. I mean, but he's traveled, but he's won a chip.
I know, but it's like we don't consider Kareem a buck. We consider Kareem a pass through for the Bucks. We consider Kareem our own because of most of his work, even though he won a championship with Milwaukee. He belongs to us.
And he went to UCLA.
You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of stuff there.
That's a difference. That's a difference when it comes to that. When you look at LeBron James, we appreciate LeBron, but remember who he's following.
Yeah.
He's following a homegrown hero superstar in Kobe Bryant who played 20 years with the Lakers.
Yeah.
So it's an appreciation. And it's a respect at a whole nother level.
He needs to win another
but at
one.
The end of the day, if he won one more.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it sounds
I'll tell you why,
funny, Jay.
Hold on, wait. I only got 5 minutes to talk about basketball, y'all. Y'all ain't going to. I got one segment.
Go.
Let's go.
If he won one more, dog, it'll be a little different. No, I was going to say, if he won one more, it certainly would just be a difference. That's all.
So as we talk about LeBron James, he's an all-star. Yeah, I got one segment. I got a lot to say. So
for this whole week, by the way.
Yeah, just this one block.
Yeah.
Four more minutes.
I'm sorry, Jay. Time's up.
Back
to football. Oh, no.
LeBron James is an all-star. Can we talk about this for a second last night? Because they named the all-star reserve list. Mm-hmm. And this is the coaches' picks. And the coaches can't see the whole league all the time. Because the coaches are making picks so much differently than how I think. So I'm watching Jaren Jackson and Paul George. And with all due respect, Jaren Jackson has had one hell of a year. Paul George had a good year. But both these guys have missed 17 games in the first half of the season. 17 games. So as I see guys like De'Aaron Fox, who has played pretty much all the games, who they gave Domantas Sabonis love, glad he's finally all-star, a starter, not a starter, but a reserve. He is a starter, excuse me. And then also but De'Aaron Fox, I'm like, why isn't De'Aaron Fox a reserve all-star? Like, he should be an all-star.
Why do you
third
think?
In the West.
Why do you think?
I have no idea. They're third in the West.
There's no good with even the fans James, vote. They'll get it wrong. The coaches.
But
it's
even James Harden, like Jrue Holiday, got all the respect in the world for Jrue Holiday. James Harden, you saw it on his IG last night popping off about it. Yo, the guy's averaging pretty much 21 points and 11 assists per game. Like, he's the main reason with Joel Embiid why Philly's in the position they're in the first place. Like, so what are the coaches doing here? They just see the game that differently.
Well, let me ask you a question about that, Jay. Let me ask you a question. As a baller, right, ballers see certain dudes differently in my experience. Like, they look at the skills and what they can do, and they're like, nah, man, that dude ain't that dude, right? Like,
yes.
Jrue Holiday, that's not James Harden. But if you were a coach and you look at Jrue Holiday as a coach and what you need for the team, you might look at it differently.
So let's look at it this way. When is the last time that we have said the Sacramento Kings are third in the Western Conference?
Never. Like,
what?
20 years.
What?
Yeah.
Like, when was the last time you talked about the Kings?
Well, you know me. I said if they had LeBron James, they'd just win the championship. That was 3 years ago, if you remember. Y'all laughed at me.
So how do you not give them credit? How do you not players credit to be in the All-Star game?
I think you do, right? But at the end of the day, the brand –
of what, Jaren Jackson and the Memphis Grizzlies?
No, the brand across their chest becomes a problem because they've been so bad for so long.
Yeah, no, that's a real thing. That's a real thing.
Right, Jay? And they're not going to necessarily reward them because the brand been so bad for so long. That's the only thing I can see. And I could be completely wrong, but I wanted to ask you real quick, Jay, why in the NBA do people, like the players, get so ticked off when they – feel snubbed about not being a starter, being a reserve, or not making a reserve? Why is that? Like, why do they go? I just want to know, is it incentive? Like,
oh, yeah,
what happens?
You get incentives. You get bonus checks, Key.
Okay.
If you're an all-star, if you're a star. I mean, you get bonus checks now.
Because I'm like, if you make it, you make it. Why do you care if you start? You're going to play.
Checks. You got it right the first time.
But it's also like clout, man. I mean, like, So James Harden takes less money. He transforms himself into more of a pass-first guard.
After having a bad season.
He has a great season. Yep. You talk about where they are in the Eastern Conference. He's like, damn, I'm not going to be rewarded for that? Y'all going to give it to Jrue Holiday over me? Okay.
Okay, so how many guards are – to help me understand this, how many guards are selected, Jay?
Well, it's per position.
That's what I'm saying. How many guards?
Well, let me go through it. Let me pull it up.
Is it three guards per – is it
as
three?
As Jay is pulling that up.
I think so. I'm not 100% sure.
But that's what I'm saying.
Jrue Holiday earned $324,000 all-star bonus for being selected as a reserve.
But, okay. All right.
I want to say something quick because, look
– I hate to make it sound crazy because $324,000 to anyone is ridiculous, right?
But it's not NBA life-changing.
Like, what is
guys,
he like?
Guys, yeah.
I mean, he going.
Yeah, before we get out of here, guys, I want to say one thing about LeBron and the Lakers. Key, just like Tom Brady changed the standard for how many championships you need to win as a quarterback, right? Back in the day, it's like if you got a championship, you were good. You won a Super Bowl. Dan Marino, oh, he just needs that one Super Bowl. Then Brady comes around and then he gets seven. Now it's like, damn, you only got one? You need at least two Aaron Rodgers, at least, right? The Lakers franchise is like that. One chip is not enough. Forget about the bubble, even if it hadn't been in a bubble. But if LeBron gets that second championship, people are going to feel differently
about him with
the Lakers.
If he was homegrown, that one
would be
great.
But he's not, right.
Yeah, that one would be great.
But he's not. So since he came over toward the end, that next one cements it as Lakers legend.
And on top of that, before we close here, he's following – Kobe. One of the top three Lakers of all time.
Yep, he needs that next one as far as the Lakers fans are concerned. Julius Randle, by the way, got $1.2 million for being selected as a reserve.
Okay, see, now we're talking.
Now we're talking. Okay.
Not $324, but $1.2 for sure.
Man, that's a hell of a bonus check.
Is Jalen Hurts the next face of the NFL? Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Well, let's see what Dominic says from Pennsylvania.
Good idea.
First of all, just wanted to say what's up. I listen to you guys every day on the way to work. I got a 40-minute drive. I love the sports talk. You guys are awesome.
I'm Diddy. I'm the face of my city. Co-signed by Diddy.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Will Jalen Hurts be the next face of the NFL? Dan Orlovsky.
Oh, God.
It wasn't even a Monday. ESPN football analyst on First Take had this to say about Jalen Hurts.
He's the next guy. Like, he's the next one. And the NFC needs it. Like, the NFC needs that. I have a buddy who works for Samsung, this guy named Dave Phelps, who works in marketing. He said he's the most marketable player in the NFL for the next 10 years just because all of the things that he represents. So I'm with you. I think he's the next guy.
Next guy after who?
Hey, Max, Dave just lost his job.
Yeah, Dave. Dave from Samsung. Dave from Samsung, call in right now.
No, hey, look, he's the next guy doesn't mean that – the other people will not be a part of that. He just means he's the next guy up to join Patrick Mahomes, so to speak. Patrick Mahomes is not going anywhere. He's the guy. He's going to get his commercial, State Farm, the whole deal. He's gonna be that guy because he's going to keep winning and being a part of pop culture. Young kids can identify with him. Kids go to the barbershop to figure out how to get blonde tips in curly hair and swirl it across the top of their face. That's just the reality of it. He is one of those guys, and I'm not saying he's Michael Jordan, but he's one of those guys where, as a kid, like I say all the time, I wore knee sleeve and I bit my tongue 1,000 times and I didn't even have a problem with my knee because I looked at Michael Jordan and I said, okay, I want to be like Mike. And I think there's a lot of kids that's going to do the same thing when it comes down to Patrick Mahomes. Now you switch to Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts, not me, but Jalen Hurts is sexy. And he's sexy to a lot of young women, a lot of mothers. He's hot to a lot of kids. There's a snack, crackle, pop about him. He wears a certain fashion with his look. He's got a lot of Cam Newton in him in terms of when Cam was hot and chasing MVPs and going to Super Bowls and throwing the football and doing great in his first several years in the league. Cam Newton was all over the place. Hell, Cam Newton was selling yogurt to the world. Think about that. Yogurt. When have you ever seen a brother selling yogurt? I'm not laughing. I'm dead damn serious. You see what I'm saying, though? And he's going to fall into that category, especially if he wins the Super Bowl.
It's just such a different style and swag than Joe Burrow because it's in Philly, what it represents.
Absolutely.
How he rocks the earring. Like, even the press conference he had the other day, like, the hat was, like, down. The brim was over. Like, you couldn't really see his eyes. But it still looked classy as hell. You know what I mean? It was just – it's, like, you're not going to say culture, but, like, there's a different feel and aura around it than Joe Burrow or Patrick Mahomes.
And the quarterback position, Jay, is what he is nowadays. The quarterback position is not Peyton Manning and Drew Bledsoe and Dan Marino. And that's not the position anymore. The position is Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, you know, Patrick Mahomes.
That's the position. So you're saying, so because I think Joe Burrow is going to be, if I had to pick one guy other than Mahomes, I would pick Burrow. But this is interesting. You're saying, Key, let me correct me if I'm wrong, but what I just heard was, when you add it all up, the change to the position with a guy you can market to so many different groups, who's having a lot of success and who's emblematic of that change in the position, who can do all those things from a big market, et cetera, Jalen Hurts is like the perfect storm of that.
Yeah, and but so is Joe Burrow. I think in my estimate in Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow can do all that too. I almost cursed, but Joe Burrow's my dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I mess with him, but he's in Cincinnati. You're like, well, so and so's in Buffalo, or so and so's in this. And the way that I look at it from understanding, Philadelphia essentially is a poor man's New York City, and it's right up the road. What do y'all call it? I-95 or whatever it is.
They're not going to like that.
Man, I don't – look.
Poverty-stricken man.
Is it not a poor man's Philadelphia? I mean, a poor man's New York?
Yeah.
City of brotherly love, man.
It's make it Brooklyn easy, if there was no Manhattan.
No, it's
there.
Not. We're not going to do that.
Okay, so whatever, man. It's a nice –
about the same size as Brooklyn.
I won't let you do that.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Philadelphia people.
I will apologize, too.
I'm sorry, Philadelphians.
That's the right thing to do.
I'm sorry, Philadelphians. I didn't mean to call you a poor man's New York. It's a big, giant city. It's up the road from New York. So it's easier – up, down, whatever. Up, down.
Geographic is
– ever.
Geographical importance.
Let's not get – bogged down in the semantics
of
where
it's
at.
It's a major metropolitan area.
You still got to go through 30 damn tolls to get to the city. Now, there you go. Is that better? Let me, like, come on.
Yes.
You go through an industrial New Jersey. Never mind, because they'll get me next.
Yeah, the Garden State alone.
So Joe Burrow in Cincinnati, there's a feeling in the air. At
what
some,
you said about Sacramento. Same thing.
There's a feeling in the air at some point. Even with Joe Burrow, Cincinnati is still going to be Cincinnati.
Yeah, but it's not just the size of the market. It's the brand
it's the
that
brand.
The team has created.
Absolutely, that's what I was about to say.
Like the Sacramento Kings when you're talking about
De'Aaron
Fox.
That's what I was going to say. There's a feel
but Key,
the Bengals are going to be the Bengals no matter what.
Let me say it the right way. Let me think of the right
Bengals.
Way.
The right way? What was the way I said it? What's so wrong about that?
No. I almost said Max the White way.
You're right about that. Jay.
I'm gonna have
so
a
wait,
job
Key,
tomorrow.
So just to give context on this, so Key saw the movie You People the other day, right? So I'm in bed tonight. So I'm like, I can't wait to see this thing. It's hysterical.
Eddie
so,
Murphy,
Key, just to put it in context from You People, from Eddie Murphy, right? You know when he's talking.
No, not just Eddie.
Well, yeah, the whole thing.
The other actor, please, Jay.
Jonas Hill.
I want to continue to work with you.
No, no, listen. Yeah, Jonas Hill, right?
Yes, thank
you. So remember when he says to Jonas Hill, it's like, oh, yeah, you got a podcast for the culture, right? For the culture. Like, to me, like, Jalen Hurts is the culture of the NFL and where the culture of the NFL is moving towards.
And he hasn't, and unlike, like, Burrow, he's not stigmatized by a branded team that is known for losing. Yeah. Yes.
Man, they got Rocky in the stands.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying.
But I still say Burrow's so much that dude that he'll change the culture as the years
I
go
agree.
By. Yeah.
I agree. Yeah, but it's a different, but, it's, if like, just to be honest about it, if you're looking at Joe represents one side of the culture, Jalen represents the other side of the culture. You got both sides of the culture.
And
boom.
Here's the other thing about Jalen Hurts.
Now, see, I think Joe Burrow represents both sides of the culture too. The problem is,
you know how, but I'm talking about Kia about how I'm not saying that how I see it, because to me, both are the culture, right? But I'm telling you how sometimes brands see things and how they go to market athletes. Like, you know, like when you get these huge RFPs, like having a branded company, right? They're like, oh, like we wanted to hit this demographic in these pockets of the country. And he wants, like, and they see, like, oh, this person can skew towards that. That person can skew. That's how companies look at things.
That's how the NFL will look at it. I do understand it, Jay. But Joe Burrow can touch both sides.
I agree with you.
So could Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
The difference is, there's a certain section of those both sides that Joe Burrow could eventually lose where Jalen Hurts will never gain, so he was never losing anything in the first place.
Yeah, I understand what Key is
saying. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah.
We're both saying the same thing.
But here's the other thing about Jalen Hurts before we get out of here, guys. Here's the other thing about Jalen Hurts before we get out of here. He was not the first overall pick in the draft and all those things, so the whole question with him, everything you said is right about the market, and all that, and how it's emblematic of change. But his level of excellence is what it all comes down to. None of this is possible if he's not playing at this level. He has, which indicates that the entire perception of what he is, Key, has now changed, maybe permanently. It's no more, it's like he is one of those chosen guys. Is Patrick Mahomes, speaking of chosen guys, already one of the five greatest quarterbacks who ever lived? Is he better than that? Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance.
All right, 50.
So Dan Orlovsky had Patrick Mahomes in his top five all time.
Another Dan Orlovsky take?
That's I got no problem with that.
Another one?
I got no problem if Mahomes didn't even play in this Super Bowl. He said, you know, I'm retiring right now. I'd have him in my top five all time.
I just can't.
I got no problem with that.
Okay. Not
here's
gonna,
the problem.
Not gonna
he has you. Him second to Tom Brady.
That's
he has John Elway, Peyton Manning, and Dan Marino. But what he doesn't have, who he doesn't have, is possibly the greatest of all time, Joe Montana. You know, the guy who Tom Brady eventually took the title from as the GOAT due to his longevity, not because he was better at his peak, but longevity, is Joe Montana.
How does... Key, wait a second, because I was on First Take yesterday. I did not hear this conversation because I plugged in late.
Clearly, you wasn't paying attention.
Well, no, I don't pay attention until I'm on air. Why
did I let him get away with that?
What is going on?
I didn't let him get away with it at all. As soon as he broke down the list and unveiled the list of the whole deal, and I looked, because in my mind, I had already calculated who the QBs were going to be. And, you know, I just let him finish, and I shredded him to pieces. And I just kind of, you know, it was exhausting listening to Dan, and I love Dan. And me and Dan worked together every single week multiple times. And his argument was he never saw Joe play. Joe would pass. He started going to statistics. And you know how you know about statistics in me. I don't care about statistics. Doesn't mean anything. Everybody played at a different era and all of that sort of stuff. They throw the ball all over the lot right now. You know, if I played in this era, I have 18,000 yards in two seasons because they throw the ball. No one gets touched. It's a totally different situation. And I tried to explain that to him. He put Marino on this. I'm like, dude, do you not understand that Joe Koo beat Marino, beat him down in the Super Bowl? Oh, he combined his Super Bowls. Patrick Mahomes threw more in two games and this, that, and the other than he had in his four Super Bowls. And I'm like, dude, 11 touchdowns, zero interceptions. He's 4-0. So I tried to give him a different perspective because he claimed he never saw Joe play, but he saw Marino and Elway. And I'm like, wait a minute, hold on.
All the winning
stuff. If you saw Dan and John play, that's the same era.
Right.
Even if you didn't see Joe 2 years before you start watching, it's the same era. So I don't understand how you can have Elway, and he's like, Elway, you know, I would have him on this list. I'm like, Elway went to so many Super Bowls. Like, stop. And it was like a whole deal. And in the end, I just gave up. And so you may remember this dude, Max. You remember Jeff Katz?
Yeah, of course.
So Katzy, I hadn't talked to Katzy forever.
Film guy who does sports talk radio too. Yeah,
and Katzy emailed me. Katzy, he emailed me late last night because I was doing this shoot or whatever here, and he just blankly said, "That's the most insane, you fill in the blank, thing I've ever heard in my life." That guy should be, you fill in the blank, immediately. Blankety, 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 blank. I can't believe. This is outrageous. Makes zero sense. Wow.
Hey, I want to get it. Let's back up on Montana for 1 second. Because it's easy to say, oh, stats and the game has changed and blah, 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 and go to stats, right? But if you do, you got to know how to look at stats. You look at what he was doing in his era. Not just the raw numbers, but where it ranked, right? So, perfect in the Super Bowl, 4-0. 13 TDs, no interceptions. But, guys, he led the league in completion percentage 5 different times. 5 different seasons. He led the league in the West Coast offensive, blah, blah. Okay, fine. He benefited from it. Yes, that's part, just like Tom Brady benefited from Belichick and vice versa. And this went, and Mahomes benefits from Andy Reid and vice versa. He led the league in touchdowns in touchdown percentage twice. And then, yeah, the eyeball test. Come on. But here, more than that, you can look at, you know, MVP finishes, right? He won 2 MVPs. He came in second. I'm looking at it right now once. He came in third one. If you look at the way he was perceived in his era, where he ranked, it was at the top, in addition to the fact that he might be the greatest postseason player in the history of football.
But this is wild to me. So the methodology is that since Dan didn't see it, Key, then, you know, he can't recognize the greatness of it. So I've never seen Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, but I know that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is like with Michael Jordan or LeBron James, one of the greatest players to ever play the game. I've never seen Oscar Robinson play the game, but I know Big O is one of the best point guards we've ever had in the history of the league.
Right.
Just from looking at it and watching tape on it, and that's all Dan Orlovsky does is watch tape.
And on top of that, the gold standard for the position was Joe Montana.
Yes.
Yeah. When you talk about it, before Tom Brady went to 10-1-7, all we talked about was the greatest quarterback in the history
of the game
was Joe Koo.
Yeah.
We never said, Dan Marino was the greatest quarterback in the history of the game. you know.
What so, people did say about Marino.
Was he had a strong arm. I get all that. Yes. He was, and he went
and
early.
And maybe if he was in Montana's situation.
I get all of that.
But like Barry Sanders and Emmitt Smith.
But he wasn't.
Exactly.
Right. And so in the end, Dan got it completely wrong. And on top of that, you got Patrick Mahomes too. Now, if you decided to take Patrick Mahomes and put him at five and bump Dan down because he didn't win a Super Bowl and Joe Montana beat him, and it certainly looks like on the trajectory side that Patrick Mahomes, by the time he ends his career, he'll be considered 2-3 somewhere in there. That's fine. But you ain't putting Mahomes 2 in Joe Montana 0.
No, you can't do that.
What are you doing?
That doesn't make any sense.
You can't do that. But what are you doing? Okay, wait, Key, I want to move on to something else here. You can't put Montana lower than 2. That's ridiculous. You could even argue he's 1, but longevity, Brady got him. But here's the thing.
Max,
you could argue Mahomes is 3.
Well, can I ask you a question? Was the argument about
No, you can't argue Mahomes is 3 either.
Hold on, Key. It was the argument about where Patrick Mahomes his projected finish will be?
No, what he's done right now.
What he's done right now, he has him second best.
But that's not even the argument. The argument is he does not have Joe Montana on the list at all.
Right.
No, I get
period.
I understand that.
But, Key, I'm arguing something else, too. He is, I think Mahomes is 3. If he doesn't play in this Super Bowl, he's 3. Because the quality, like there are guys, guys in every sport.
Y'all tripping on John Elway.
Mahomes not only is better than John Elway. Not only is he better than John Elway, by the way, plainly, that's plain to see he's better, but he's
Max,
also
I know
better
we got
in
hit
his
out
era
right
than
here.
John
just,
Elway was
just
in his
carry
era.
This over, push it down, because you're going to give me a Tylenol.
Key, in his era, John Elway was not considered for 5 straight years clearly the best guy in the league.
Max, stop.
How many? I'm going to look
Come
it up right
on.
Now.
Come on!
Elway won 1 MVP. Mahomes is about to win 2.
I can't.
Elway came in second once.
I don't want to do this.
Fourth once and fifth once in his whole career.
We got to go to break.
The numbers are the eye test Mahomes is better. Like, Mahomes better than Elway.
Keep going, Max. Get him.
I just can't.
Mahomes is better than – Sandy Koufax was better than Nolan Ryan.
Here's what I'm
going to
say.
Nolan Ryan just 10 times
longer. Now I'm going to play – now instead of playing the race card, I'm going to play the athlete card. I caught balls from quarterbacks and I played.
You didn't catch from Mahomes.
You ain't never played in the professional level and ain't never caught.
Oh, I won. That's
you
it. I won the argument.
Use the playing card.
That's the white flag.
I will play the athlete card.
You've
never played before a day in your life.
You're never going to tell me that John Elway is less than
Patrick Mahomes.
Once Key goes there, I win the argument. That means
no, I'm trying to get you to break.
Got nothing else.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Dan Orlovsky had Patrick Mahomes in his top 5 all time.
Hey!
I got no beef with that. But he didn't have Joe Montana. He had Patrick Mahomes second to Tom Brady, but no Joe Montana. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. ESPN 2 till 8 a.m. Eastern. ESPNU, all 4 hours up to 10 a.m. Eastern. We're on SiriusXM Channel 80, the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. We're right there. Does Mahomes belong in the top 5 already? We can pick up where we left off, Key.
Yeah, what's up, Coach?
3, 2, 1, go.
Gentlemen, start your engine. Okay, so here's Orlovsky's list. Brady 1, that's not controversial. Mahomes 2, Elway 3.
Controversial.
Peyton 4.
Not controversial.
Marino 5.
Controversial.
No Joe Montana.
Super controversial.
By the way, who still has an argument as the GOAT? I mean, it really, when we say greatest of all time, what do we really mean? Do we mean peak value achieved, sustained for a decent amount of time? Do we mean overall win shares or whatever you want to say over the course of your career? What are we talking about?
If you package it all up, we're talking about everything, man. Okay?
Okay.
When you factor in longevity, winning percentages, statistics, big-time game winning, however you want to state your case. In this situation, our conversation started off how egregious Dan Orlovsky's list is to start with no Joe Montana. Then the argument shifted to Patrick Mahomes, and then it shifted to John Elway. Coming out of the last segment, you tried to tell me. So then I had to go double down and pull out one of my athlete cards, because I only probably got about 8 left for your ass in the postseason. Then I get more going into other sports in the spring and into the summer. But I'm going to use this one on you. You're sitting here trying to tell me that Patrick Mahomes' career right now is better than John Elway's career.
This is what you're trying to say,
which is utterly ridiculous.
He does. If you want to add up total career value, Jim Cott, a pitcher who pitched for 20-something years.
Wait a minute, I wasn't even born.
Middle of a sentence.
I don't know who the hell Jim Cott is.
Right, exactly.
He
pitched for 20-something years, and Sandy Koufax pitched for a dozen, right? But Koufax was better, was greater than Cott.
Because
we're not just compiling statistics.
We're talking about these six quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. And you're sitting here trying to tell me, damn my athlete experience and card, forget that. You're telling me that right now Patrick Mahomes' career is better than John Elway. You're going to fall into Dan Orlovsky. You're
going to
fall into Dan Orlovsky's category amongst the American people that watch football, man.
Key, let me
ask you.
You
sound crazy.
Let me ask you this,
Key. Not at all.
Without the actual statistics, just you looking at it with your wide receiver eye.
Yes.
Having watched John Elway play.
Played against John Elway. I was younger, though.
And from having watching – yeah, I got you. From having watched Patrick Mahomes for the past 5 years.
Yes.
Just straight up.
Yeah.
Who's better?
I would say that Patrick Mahomes has a cool snack, crackle, pop sort of special skill set that we've never seen before because of the highlights of Sports Center and all those sort of things. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But if you want to talk about athleticism and arm strength and things, mind you, John Elway was a baseball guy too.
Yep.
And John Elway had a, man, I wish I can curse.
So you're almost saying Elway
was Josh Allen times two. In his era.
So
think about that.
So, Key, what you're saying pretty much is like what we heard Austin Rivers talk about to a degree on the basketball side, that Patrick Mahomes has the benefit of the highlight culture because of where we are, like with highlight reels and how we boost up players to a degree.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'd like to be able
John
to make this
Elway,
point finally. I've been waiting
you talk about
seconds.
An arm. You talk about somebody piercing the ball through weather. He went through five Super Bowls. He went to five Super Bowls.
Right.
Okay.
In 16 years. Five. Yep. Mahomes going to his third Super Bowl in 5 years.
He went to five Super Bowls and won two.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
At the end of the day,
mm-hmm. he showed his greatness. Mm-hmm. Okay? You cannot argue nor tell me in those Super Bowls that the reason they lost is because of John Elway.
I agree with that.
No, you don't agree with it.
Tell me what I agree with.
You don't.
Hold on, wait. I need to be able to make my case. You keep interrupting.
Well, you do that all the time.
Okay, now, here is the case. If you go who's better and everything, of course, sports always evolves, right? So guys get better and better because they learn from the past, et cetera, et cetera. Then the passing game changes. It favors the quarterback. If you do that, it's unfair comparison. I'm not just looking at statistics in a cold way, looking at Mahomes comparing it to Elway, because then Elway doesn't have a chance. Mahomes kills him, right? Not fair. What I'm doing is looking in their eras, where they were in the hierarchy of quarterbacks, How much team success did they have? And I heavily emphasize the peak because I believe that's not everything, but it's a big part of what we're talking about when we talk about the greatest. It's not just how many seasons toward the end did they add on when they were still good, but like what heights did they reach and how long did they sustain those heights? And what I'm saying, Key, is throw out the stats because Mahomes slaughters Elway. It's not fair, but as I say, it's not fair. Let's compare era to era. What? Mahomes in five seasons as a starter is about to go to his third Super Bowl, is about to win his second MVP, and we will see what happens in the Super Bowl, already has a Super Bowl championship. Elway, in 16 seasons, won one MVP, came in second once, came in fourth once, came in fifth once. Okay, those are all his top five MVPs finishes. Mahomes is about to win his second MVP. He's also been a top three times already. In his first 5 years, Mahomes' height is higher than Elway's height, who won the Super Bowl at the end when he was still good. He was Elway. He was always good. But he wasn't the great John Elway the same way he was early in his career. He got a running back, and they won behind that, largely. Key.
Oh, so you're telling me the helicopter didn't mean nothing against Green Bay?
No, I'm not. I just said he was still so
because
good.
He got a running back that helped the offense engineer drives.
How many years did it take Elway to get to two Super Bowl wins? 16. And so Mahomes had the chance to do it in his fifth season as a starter.
And he may never win another and may never go to another.
It's possible he doesn't. But the concentration of excellence in Mahomes' prime already surpasses the concentration of excellence in Elway's prime.
Is Dan Reeves Andy Reid?
Is he Andy Reid? What do you mean? He's a great coach?
No, is he Andy Reid as a coach? Would you consider I would put
Andy Reid ahead of him.
Okay. All right. So coaching does matter sometimes too, right?
Of course.
Okay, I'm asking you.
But no one's arguing against Elway's greatness. Elway's a great quarterback.
So if when you look at when mm-hmm. he acquired or when he coached with Dan Reeves, so to speak, mm-hmm. that's a different conversation because Andy Reid may decide to abruptly retire in 2 years and then he's stuck with Matt Nagy.
It's possible. So we have to see that play out.
But
Key.
You're
saying I'm being premature in my evaluation. What I'm saying
is. I am saying you are being premature.
Apples to apples. How are they even perceived in their own era? Every single year,
I bet you,
Mahomes is a top MVP candidate. He's leading an offense. He is higher in the hierarchy in his era than Elway was in his.
I just got a text from somebody. Tom Jackson says, get this dude brain checked.
About Patrick Mahomes?
About John Elway.
I have not said a word this whole
get
segment.
This dude brain check.
About John Elway. So Tom Jackson thinks Elway's better than Mahomes is.
Tom Jackson, call into the show right now. Call into the show, Tom.
Is it too early to put Mahomes in the top five?
TJ ain't going to call
888-SAY-ESPN. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.